All right. We are back. Old Man Ultras. And we now live in a world where the football is bad.
I know.
Really bad, actually. So, I don't know. It's Schindler, but I'm depressed. FCC lost. Arsenal lost. Liverpool lost.
Newcastle won.
Yeah, that's true. That was good. Yeah, and Spurs good lost. So that was that.
The
that
Spurs
was,
lost. Yeah, that was, yeah.
That was, United tied, but they suck.
Yeah. Anyway, Bubbles, how's it going?
Pretty good. It's like, in a world where there's a losing streak for FC Cincinnati, the Old Man Ultras gather today to pod once more. How you doing, Macca?
Yeah, I'm a bit like everybody else, yeah, really. Two consecutive losses with my favorite teams.
Yeah.
But today, it was Springer Sprung. We're 86 degrees.
Summer has arrived.
Summer.
Yeah. It's hot. Skip summer. It's hot as balls.
The AC is on in the basement of Bubbles de Casa.
In your house. I've been standing with the fridge door and the freezer door open.
Naked.
And pressed up against it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Half of me is cool. Half of me is frigid.
Yep.
I'm loving it. But it was really nice today because I was like, you know what, we're not winning in the football, but it's early in the season for one of our teams, but it's late in the season for our second team, like the Arsenal, the Liverpool, Newcastle. Man, you got to be happy after that. It was a great game.
That was a great game. You know the coolest part about that match?
Go on.
Not just the win, but I don't know, I happened to catch this little blurb, but they had a lot of like children there who were deaf. And they made these special like uniforms that anytime Newcastle would score, they had these like vibration things in them. They'd all vibrate. Yeah. The kids were going crazy. Yeah.
That's right. Cool.
They vibrated really the hell out, too.
It did. Four goals. Yeah. I think that's why they scored four.
Those kids were breakdancing by the end of it.
That's right.
Yeah, they were like, whoa. In fact, even people who could hear were ripping them shirts up and saying, I want to go out. But yeah, today was nice, and it was summer, and all. And I thought to myself, this is what I live for.
Yeah,
we got now 6 months. You know, Cincinnati, where it's like I walked out of a store the other day, and it was hailing.
Yeah.
After it was sunny when I went in, and some woman just walked past me, and she goes, "I love Cincinnati," and I was like, "It's great, it's great." But after all that, hey, you've heard him before. Today was sunny, but a little ray of sunshine is next to me. And he's got hot sauce running through his veins. It's Stone D. How you doing?
Man, I lucked out the first time we ever sat down to this pod. Sitting to the right of this man right here.
I saw you and Bubbles having a little fight before the show. It wasn't over me, was it?
It was.
No, it was.
He was sitting next to both of you.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we should like reverse the order.
You know what? I think the captain was always next to all the shit over here.
Right.
And you're closest to the beer fridge.
Kind of makes sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, one of us. You kind of get the short end of the stick there, Bubbles.
That's all right.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah. It's like, what's up? Yeah.
You set the tone.
I should do a supercut sometime of all the intros of Macca to you.
That would be great.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That'd be great.
It would be the biggest ego boosting thing I've ever heard in my life. Yeah.
It's my little weekly. Now it's turning into a weekly pet.
I know, right?
It used to be a monthly one.
I was kind of down for a while, but I'm feeling great these
like,
days.
Yeah, twice a year, and all of a sudden, like three.
I know.
Three?
Yeah.
It's the third pot of the
third
season.
Third pot of the season.
Jeez,
you're like the, what's the Ray Hudson of the intros?
Oh, right. Oh,
smoother than a backside of a spoon.
The similes that comes out.
Yeah.
He came out with four different similes to one goal.
Oh, right?
I think it was cooler than a greyhound's nose. Cooler than a back of a spoon in a refrigerator. And then it was cooler than something else, all in the same goal.
That's impressive.
Yeah. He doesn't repeat himself, Ray. What is his name? Ray Houston?
Hudson.
Hudson River. That's how I remember him.
Yeah.
I've never seen his face, but I always picture him as this kind of like guy that looked like one of my Geordie relatives who was a big man with hands like shovels. And honestly, I bet, he's going to be this little wimpy guy, isn't he?
I don't know. What does he look like?
I think I have seen him.
I think he is sort of a round-faced guy.
You know what?
Oh! That's right. Spillage. Oh, but that's all right. That's a beer. That's
a pre-bot.
That's a pre-pod beer.
There
he's
you
kind
go.
Of a handsome,
oh, my God. He looks
Jordan
a bit
man.
Like Todd Rundgren.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't look like my uncle well, big Uncle Frank. I had an Uncle Frank and a big Uncle Frank.
You had two Uncle Franks.
Yeah, I had Uncle Frank and then his dad, big Uncle Frank.
Oh, gotcha.
Big Uncle Frank, he's from Durham. He had hands like shovels. He had this great haircut that was just white hair slicked back like a teddy boy. And he, do you know what his job was for years?
Not shoveling dirt?
No, he sat in a caravan on a golf course and took fees.
Oh, really?
He did that for about 20 years. He had a fucking great life. And he was married to my Auntie Mary, who was tiny. She was like a doll of a woman.
Yeah.
She was tiny, and he was massive. And he could have crushed her with his shovel out. But he never did.
He never did.
No,
he never,
thank God.
He never laid a hand on her. Yeah. That's a God's honest truth.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, people from Newcastle, what a wonderful place. Yeah. And I'm glad you picked them as your team.
I'm glad you told me to pick them
I long to go to Newcastle St. James's Park with you.
And stand
and have them go, Stone D, who on the back of your Newcastle shirt? They'll be like, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
And I would drink them under the table.
There you go.
I was watching, I don't know if it was that game or it was another game. Who do they were booing someone because he played for, was it Sunderland?
Yeah.
They play, because I assume like many, many years ago, the guy played for Sunderland. So every time, I'm like, that's commitment.
That's English football.
That's almost like saying, fuck you, Frankie.
Almost like saying, fuck you, Frankie.
My mother-in-law was not happy about that.
The producer wasn't real happy about it either. Yeah. I mean,
well, it's not our fault. Let's all be clear. None of the four of us here started that.
Nope.
I'm not going to say that we didn't.
I was going to say that.
But the funny thing is like I think 3/4 of the Bailey now, I have no idea why they're yelling.
Oh, totally. I agree. Yeah,
but it's such a fun thing.
Yeah,
he broke our hearts, man.
Yeah, but you know what? It's really working against us now.
It is,
because it's gotten to the point where now it's just fuel for him. We need to get past that now at this point. You know, I mean, whatever. He didn't send a tweet out to say, I love my time here in Cincy.
We should chant, forget you, Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
We've
forgotten you, Frankie.
That's a
two-pole.
Since he left us, he's scored 8 goals and 2 of them against us.
Yeah.
Like, at home.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it doesn't feel like it's working.
Yeah, I know. And like, We're skipping around a little bit because we should talk about the – we'll talk about the Red Bulls. Should we talk about the Red Bulls?
Let's talk about the Red Bulls. I don't remember much about it, but I was
– We were all at that game, weren't we?
We were all at that game. We got there –
The Kaiser was there too.
And Mrs. Macca and her mom.
Yeah, and her brother.
And
our nephew.
Can we say his name? It was Donovan.
Donovan. He went to the game – kind of being like, Dad, you're from Cincinnati. I was born in New York. I should support New York. And after a little bit of, they're not even the best team in New York, kid. You don't want to. He suddenly was on, he was to the left of the Bailey. There's got this great footage of him screaming for Cincinnati with this woman just turning her head and smiling admirably at him. And he loved it. He loved the Kubo goal.
Yeah.
He absolutely just went crazy when that went in. And then he found himself, he was just chanting during the match. And he is now, for the next 3 days that he was there, because he was over for the Eclipse, he was just regaled in Cincinnati gear, and it was beautiful to see.
That's beautiful.
Very nice, very nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you told me before the match that he had said that about being born in New York, but then we met up after the match, he had all the gear and stuff.
Yeah, he was definitely, he's
the largest team store in MLS.
Yes, exactly.
Dad got on the case pretty quickly. Nice. He was like, you sure don't like, he goes, you like Cincinnati now? He's like, yeah, I like Cincinnati. He goes, good, because we exit through the gift store.
Yeah.
And he was like, stuff. Just to stick me in stuff. And he looks like he's, and we've got a fan now. And his brother River is was born in LA. I can't wait till they get to 18. I'm gonna make them do a rap battle where hopefully they don't kill each other.
Oh, it's gonna be East Coast and West Coast.
Up against each other. But it seems like he's really into it now. And I said to my brother-in-law, take him to an LA Galaxy game, because the stadium is only like It's mad. I saw the stadium when I flew in.
Oh, yeah.
And you see it and you go, hell, that looks good. Great stadium. Yeah. And it's only about 20 minutes from their house. Well, you know, LA.
Oh, so yeah.
2 hours. Right. Yeah. 2 hours, yeah.
You go on the 10, you take the 420, yeah. And all that. And but he was like, he was not interested about, like, he just seemed a bit like, I don't need to go to another Galaxy game. I'll wait till I come to Cincinnati.
Oh, nice. Fuck yeah. Nice. Right. Yeah, we got up there, not late, but we got up there because the Bailey was packed. It was full.
Yeah,
and
we
trying
were
to get
last row.
We were last row, as, you know, typical. And then all of a sudden, Frankie started getting the ball and the chant started, and I'm like, oh, we're doing this. And the people around me are like, yeah, we're doing this. Yeah. And I'm like, you look like you're young and don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Right. But, well, I'll join in. And then we got a warning once the whole thing.
Yep.
You know, he scored, which was, I don't think anyone was expecting that. It sort of was a...
I mean, because it was similar to the goal he scored last year. Which is like, you know, just kind of like a 30-yard screamer where you just don't... I mean, so you don't expect
that from him. And
expect to see it again.
And honestly, we were looking at it, and I thought, like, you know, Luro was... right, Luro was...
Yeah.
Was you kind of shielded from that, but I sort of wanted him to get that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
He did make up for it with the penalty.
He did.
Still, and, you know, we started that game great with the goal.
Yeah.
Like, great ball from Lucho, and then, you know, obviously...
Couldn't do shit afterwards.
But, man, it's two games of just the attack just looking completely...
Completely...
It's weird, isn't it? It's just like, we went from being like, the attack is kind of being bolstered by our defense, and now it's like neither. It's like, the attack can get a goal, but the defense is going to lead a couple. I don't know what's changed. What do you think?
Usually when that's the case, you blame the midfield, right?
Yeah.
I do wonder if that's part of it. I mean, it is like...
Book is supposed to be a box-to-box guy and be pushing up, and I think he's still finding his form. And then Barrial was, you know, he was an important part of the attack.
Yeah.
And I think Luca's still trying to find his legs and well. I mean, he, like, you know, he just needs to put that FIFA bar down a little bit and lower his shots, and I think we've got something.
Yeah. But Obi was out for what, three games?
Obi was out too, and I think he, and then he was subbed out later too. I think so. It's been a while, but because and the other frustrating thing about the Red Bulls is that they, you know, sniper shots, mysterious sniper snaps from the upper TQL.
I blocked that out of my memory.
Oh, my God. It's just
such an annoyingly reffed game.
It was. And it was one of those things where, like, you know, oh, we wanted the pro refs back. Yes, we do. But no matter, I don't think if anyone who reffed that game would have been, you know, they're always going to fall for those stupid, dumbass things.
Yeah. Here's the thing that drives me nuts about that, right? So I feel like you're a ref, so you can weigh in on this, but it seems like, you can always tell when a team is doing that.
Totally.
And so, like, it's a choice of the ref. Like, I understand, like, you have to call the game.
Yeah.
And so if you think it's a foul, you continue to give them. But then it's also, like, when the team that's doing that shit gets a lead, this is how it should be reffed. If the team that's doing all that time-wasting, flopping bullshit is winning, then you add all that time on.
Yeah.
And if they're losing, you don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you basically, as the ref, say, you have chosen to do a bunch of bullshit in this match.
Yeah.
I'm not going to reward you for it. I'm going to call the game legally. And so, and I also think at some point you also stop giving it to them. Like, every time there was contact on any of their players, they went over.
And
it's frustrating because, like, our team didn't respond by doing the same thing, even though a couple of them did a couple times.
Yeah.
But basically, if that's the way they were going to call the game, then you need to do the same thing back.
Exactly. And
but I think we just didn't match their aggression at all, ever.
Yeah.
And the challenging thing is when they're being aggressive to us and we're not flopping and we're trying to be aggressive back and they are flopping, you can
just hold. It's just a one-way call.
And it really was. I mean, I, again, not a neutral observer, but it really felt that way. And
It usually isn't, as someone who reffed with Big Baller for this past weekend at the Mask, and we were, you know, it was like U12 boys, but even at U12 boys, like, there was two occasions where, like, the guy sort of, they came in for a challenge and one of the guys just, like, clearly dove the other direction to get a call.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, I am not giving that. Yeah. I yelled that out loud. I'm not giving that. Yeah. I didn't yell. If I was in the Bailey, I'd be like, I'm not giving that shit. Yeah. We're in a tournament with parents, right. So I'm not going to do that. And then he did it again. And it was like, it's not like there was some contact, but he's overly embellishing, right?
Yeah.
And so while I just don't know if the MLS refs are conditioned to like, well, you know, if I don't call that, are things going to get out of hand? Well, things are going to get out of hand, like anyway, right? I think you have to set the tone early and say,
totally.
Not going to call that. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it's really like bad, like finally call simulation. It always pisses me off that there's so many times that it's never called when it's very
totally
clear.
Right.
So
I have sympathy for that from the refs because like if a player does it convincingly enough. Because a lot of times you'll see something in a match and be like, oh, that looks like it was a foul. And then you can see the replay. It's like, oh, there was nobody. It was never close. Yeah. And so I do think, I think that's tough. I think for me, it's that where you're gonna draw that line. And I do think you're right. I think some refs, it's like once they've drawn it, they want to stay consistent. And you do hear that from people all the time. All I want is consistency from the refs.
Yeah, exactly.
But I actually don't know that that's what I want. What I want is for them to make the match as fair as possible. And there are times where that means that you're actually going to not give people minor contact that they
totally follow. And then there was because I'm not trying to compare what I ref'd, which was U12, U13, U12, U11, to MLS. But there was a U11 girls game that I ref'd that there was so much contact. Like there were hockey hip checks on both teams.
Yeah.
And it's like, people were sort of like, then it becomes like, well, I could call a foul on every single play, every encounter that there's people grabbing, people shuffling, but then you have to reset that bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so like, there is like some people, falling down a little bit. I'm like, you move your level up a little bit to say that. The players that is really good on our team at doing that in our defensive end is Powell.
Yeah.
So he will shield the ball, and as soon as he feels someone on his ass, he'll fall over and grab the ball.
Yeah.
And I think in the defensive half, that'll happen. But a lot of the Red Bulls will do it anywhere on the pitch.
Right.
Yeah.
And, roll around like Neymar rolling out of Brazil. Yeah. It's just...
I watched a championship game in England the other day where a guy collapsed on the ball and held it, and he was carded for deliberate handball.
Very nice.
It wasn't a thing, and I was like, yes, I want to see more of that.
Yeah,
because I was just looking at the cards because I remembered something about this game. We got a card not far. Frankie got a yellow.
Yeah,
and we all made up about that. And then Luca, Arellano, who I like him. He got like 4 minutes later. He got like a yellow that just seemed to be like, we gave one to Frankie, we give one to you, and it just seemed to be like, ugh, annoying. And that was when stuff was going away from us. It seemed like every call was going away from us.
Wrong way,
the ball was coming off players and going to them, and you got that feeling like, we're not going to score now. This is going to be 1-1, and of course they scored.
And that in that game we didn't play great.
No, didn't.
We didn't play great.
Oh, it was 2-1 when it was 2-1. Six. Yeah. In the 70th minute, I just remember thinking that this isn't going to be our day.
Yeah.
And it's horrible when you think that.
Yeah.
And again, wasn't it again us firing away from the Bailey again?
So they turned us around.
I'm at the point is well, I actually want Laurel or someone to ask Noonan, is he doing it? Like, has he decided he wants to attack the Bailey first? Because otherwise, it's not. Like, have we just lost every
edge?
Oh, that's a good point.
Have we lost every coin toss?
Oh, we should mailbag her.
We must.
I mean, she may be a listener.
Oh, yeah, I think that's highly unlikely. Right. She seems like she's got pretty good sense.
Yeah, that's true.
we could be a guilty pleasure.
Late at night, laying in bed. Let's put on the old man ultras. Yeah. Help you go to sleep.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, maybe just it's like possible
she's
just
keep her up.
Yeah. She could be a cricket enthusiast. It's hard to say.
That's true. So that's true.
Maybe
Chipotle cricket. It can't be because that's like. We suck the ball in at the Bailey, so you've got to. Oh, yeah. I just don't understand it.
That
can't be a tactic. I'm going to do one of these.
That's a fireable offense if he's done it doing.
Yeah, oh, totally. There's one of these. There's one of these happy hours that I've been invited
to. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you?
I've been invited, but I don't think I can go.
What about you?
I did not. I forgot about it, but I did get an invitation.
Well, I don't feel so special now. All right.
Did you get invited?
No, you didn't get invited.
No, not at all.
Come into this club if everyone's going. No, I'm joking. But I would like to be able to say to one of the players, how do you feel? Like, what's the thing that goes through your head when you realize that you're attacking the Bailey in the first half? Because if they don't say, oh, well, it's just the way the game goes, it's like, no.
Yeah.
You need to fucking get angry about that.
Yeah.
And flip that coin a little bit more aggressively.
Exactly.
Or make that call a little bit smarter.
Yeah.
It's a 50-50 chance.
That's right.
Fucking dipshit.
I mean, every home match so far,
we've been kicking against the Bailey in the first half.
Yeah. Well, that's all right.
It's a coin toss. It's a 50-50, but please.
You could call it a dipshit. You call it Frankie or something, whatever you want to call it.
Threaten the other captain. When it goes in the air, just go, if you make us shoot towards the Bailey in the first half, I'm going to fucking kick you in the nuts.
Yeah.
I'm going to step on your foot.
I like that idea.
I'm going to step on you.
You know how fragile these new shoes are.
Or the shin guards, right?
Oh, did you see the shin guards and the shoes?
Did you see the shin guard with he had a cardboard as a shin guard.
They're not shin guards.
No, literally it was he folded cardboard and put it in his sock.
Well, that's like one step above like the 4-year-old.
The Jack Grealish things, right? Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh man, I tell you, I've once got hit on the shin through a shin guard, and it hurt like buggery. Let me go back. It hurt like hell.
That's all right.
I've never been buggery. Honestly, I shouldn't say that. But it hurt like a thing that you wouldn't consent to. Sorry, I don't just big digging a big hole. Your shin should be guarded at all times.
Well, you know what's interesting? Two things. So we'll use this to segue into something else too, maybe. Two things. One is that next year, I think the IFAB laws are going to change and say that because it's normally the ref's responsibility to ensure the equipment, like your shin guards are there, it's going to change the player's responsibility. So now the refs don't have to. They just have to, like, in youth, they're still going to check, but in, like, MLS, you can wear the most Jack Grealish shin guards you ever want.
Oh.
And interestingly, this year's IFAB, I think it says, has to be of adequate protection. And so the player who had cardboard could say, I think that's adequate protection.
Oh, because it's,
it's something there that's not there, even though that's not really. I mean, you use popsicle sticks, right? And,
yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Do you have to check the underwear of the players?
I do not check underwear of the players.
But that is a thing, isn't it?
It is?
I've never in my ref training have I ever checked the underwear. Like,
apparently, the underwear, you sometimes see in Premier League football, you sometimes see the referee outside the door.
Huh.
You know, you normally see them in the tunnel.
Yeah, yeah.
You sometimes see the referee standing outside the door of the changing rooms. And when the players come down, they have to pull down their shorts to show that their pants are the same color as their shorts.
Oh.
Like if you're wearing red shorts, you have to show that they're red as well. I don't know.
That's a strange
rule. That's a very strange rule.
If I'm wrong,
I will say that.
Let the record show that I've never done that.
This isn't like some kind of like.
Yes, absolutely. No. You've never,
ever
that.
Done that.
No. Sounds like the beginning of a really bad porno, but I'm not. So then.
Yeah.
Bow, bow,
yeah.
Bow, bow.
Hey, this is going to be a uniform check with a difference.
Uniform check with bow, a difference. Bow, bow, bow,
bow. Oh, I'm not. I have so many things I could say, but I'm not going to.
But no, I thought that was it. The you often see the Premier League players will have their thumbs on their waistbands and they'll just give it a little flash.
Huh.
And pull it back up, and the referee will go, yep, 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 yep. So if they're wearing black shorts, it has to be black pants underneath. I don't know why. But you get a lot of these guys now wearing cycle shorts, don't you?
Yeah.
And they wear cycle shorts that go beyond the shorts, and then they wear socks above their knees.
Yeah.
So they're just like...
It's almost leggings.
Yeah.
And then they cut holes in the back of them.
It's just like no skin.
And then don't wear
shin guards.
Most ragtag bullshit ever.
And have you seen them
play hockey in the 1980s, right?
Yeah.
Did you used to get like cup checks?
Oh, yeah.
So little was your coach would come and hit you with the end of a stick in your nutsack.
Oh.
If you didn't have a cup on, you wore the next game.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going to transition, but I was going to transition to Florida because when I was in Florida, that was the first game that we tied away at Charlotte, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a boop.
The Yedlin assist, Bakula assist with a boop. Yeah, we were, and I forget what I was going to say.
It's okay.
Anyway, it had something to do with you being here, taking care of our plants and taking care of your dryer and I forget.
Me doing. I did a lot of laundry while I was the old plants.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Plants are all alive and they love Jonathan.
I listen to a lot of podcasts at your kitchen island.
Oh, nice.
Charging my phone, FaceTiming my mom, doing laundry and checking care of your plants.
Well, we were coming back.
My
mom
thinks you have a very airy kitchen.
Oh, very nice. Excellent. Thanks, Macca's mom.
It's okay. Yeah.
So when we were down in Florida, because you know one Old Man Ultra can only get out of state at one time, so we went down to Florida. Had a great vacation. Went to like Navarre Beach. It was great. Water was cold, and for like two or three of the days there, we had a double
rainbow.
Double red flag, which means the water was closed. I don't care. I don't want to. I do not, Macca. I know. I appreciate your concern, but here's the thing.
I know how much you love paragliding and base
paragliding's
jump.
Fine. I don't like sharks. I don't want to get eaten. Oh. So I'm totally fine. I wanted a double red every day of the week. Big Baller was like, "Let's go in the water," and it was cold. And I'm like, man. You know, I'm not concerned about shrinkage or Seinfeld or anything like that. I do not want to get eaten by a shark. I don't even want to get nibbled by a shark.
Guess another ref shows up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Hey. But so we were coming back from a grocery store and I was at a stoplight and it was already 1-0 and it was like the 94th minute or whatever. And Big Baller was all like, you know, pissing. He's like, we suck. And then I got an alert and I'm like, oh, boop. And then you guys are all like, I think Schindler's like, boop, hands up! And I said, hey, take a look at my phone because I was driving and trying to teach him how to be an appropriate driver. Yeah, and he's like, I think the entire Navarre Beach heard Big Baller go, let's fucking go!
Yes. Good lad.
Yeah. And that was the last good moment we've had this year.
That's true. Sure. But while in Florida, we did play some pickleball too. We're going to talk about everything but soccer. But we did play some pickleball, and I think I told you guys, but for the listener, I did encounter Schindler's doppelganger.
Is that real?
Doppelganger, but about maybe 20 years older.
Ooh,
picture this, everybody. Picture this.
I'm looking.
He drives up to the. I think he drove an electric vehicle,
in Florida.
Yeah. But his friend drove a Jeep. That said, that with the license plate that said retired on it, and he had
which I, to be fair, in Florida, that's a hard license plate to get.
He could probably sell that for a lot of money.
I mean, obviously, you got to just be like stalking the DMV website until the person that has it dies.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It probably happens frequently.
Right? Exactly. It turns over.
Did it say that, or did it say RETRD?
No, because that could be misconstrued. It definitely was retired.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I apologize.
No. I thought about that too.
I think most states you can get seven letters. So, yeah.
Okay. And so on his antenna, which listener, an antenna is what you use to pick up radio signals, right?
Was it 20 foot high?
It was not 20 foot high. Yeah. But on the antenna, he had pickleballs. Stacked up.
Right?
Yeah, different colored pickleballs.
Just in case.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And so we went there 3 days in a row because Shuttle Bus, the twin to Big Baller, loves the beach, but only for about 2 hours.
And needs to do
something. Quote, Dad, we need to do something.
I understand that.
Totally.
So we did something and played pickleball for 3 days in a row. And this guy, we walked in the first day. We're going to call him the Schindler dupe. The Schindler dupe was there sitting with a headband, a visor, with his lovely bride, we assume, playing James Taylor.
That sounds exactly like
me. Look, James Taylor. James Taylor just wafting across the courts. And you could already tell that it was about 3 o'clock. You already tell he's been playing for a while because he's, you know, taking a break.
Yeah.
But soon people start coming. I figured it out why. Because 3 o'clock, you got to get your pre-dinner pickleball in because you're going to eat at 4 o'clock. Yeah. You're going to eat at 4:30. Yeah. You got to get your pre-pick. So sure. People came in.
Special.
And they picked up and they're like, ah! It's like, he's like the king of the court.
Nice.
Right? Also noticed was this. Marijuana is legal in Florida for medicinal purposes, and there was definitely a waft.
There was some medically needy people,
and you know, and I did note that you know you have shoulder issues. You have shoulder issues when you get older, but he was passing the vape pen around to everyone. So he was, wafting James Taylor and wafting some other things too.
Wow. Hashtag goals.
Yeah.
So every time, here's the thing: every time we went back, he was there. And we went back the same time about every day, and he was there. And he's one of those guys where, like, if the ball goes into their court, he won't stop play. He'll knock it back over. He's like, we're so sorry. No problem. And he's playing his own game, right? Yeah, exactly.
That guy's awesome.
Dude, so, it's like you say, goals. And also, wow, you replace Florida with Kauai, and that's my ideal.
Well, there was a quote from Big Baller, and I'm just going to say it because it is true. He's like, man, he goes, when I get enough money and I retire, I think I want to go somewhere warm, maybe Florida, just sit around and fish and play pickleball and maybe do some other things too.
And this is a 15-year-old.
I'm like, all right, amazing. We gotta have the talk. We already.
That's amazing. Yeah,
exactly.
He's planning his retirement.
Awesome.
Good lad.
Yeah.
You can never start too early for your 401k.
That's right. Exactly. That's right. But that was Florida. Then we came back. You have to tell one more thing. I know this is. I'm regaling again, non-football things. But we did stop at Buc-ee's 3 times on the way down. Same Buc-ee's somewhere in Athens, Georgia. The first time was like at midnight. Fine. No worries, got, you know, all that stuff. Second time was in the morning for breakfast. And we got stuck there for about an hour and a half trying to pull out because there were long trucks with trailers trying to pull out, but the traffic coming into Buc-ee's was so consistent that no one could get out.
Oh God.
I turned around like I did the cardinal thing of like, you know, you keep inching forward, but I inched forward like 10 feet in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And finally, I just did a U-ey and went out the back.
Yeah.
And out the back was the way to go. And then on the way back, we stopped there again and got a car wash. And let me tell you this.
Buc-ee's car wash
is the best fucking car wash in the world.
Really?
It's $16, which is, if you live anywhere in the suburbs of Cincinnati, there are some, that's about average, right?
Yeah.
But... And that was for the works with an undercarriage because we need to get the salt stuff off.
Ceramic.
But I don't know if it was ceramic, but what happened was we pulled in and it sprayed soap all over the car.
Yeah.
And then a Buc-ee's like holographic image came over your car.
Oh, no way.
3 times.
I'm going to die. That's amazing.
Oh, and shuttle bus was like, oh my God.
So it's the water, like, spray.
Well, water spray, and there's a holographic image that comes up over your car. And I got out and checked. I got out and checked, and it was the cleanest the car's been in, like, forever.
Oh, my God.
It got, like, we have a little magnet on the back, and sometimes the magnet gets really dirty around there. Cleaned all that off.
Wow.
Anyway, that was our Florida trip.
I once brought, when I came here one night, I once brought a Buc-ee's bag, like the, the bag to keep things cold or things hot.
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys all freaked out about Buc-ee's because you were like, oh, we Florida. Man, on it. Can we high five him? And the holographic Buc-ee on a. I haven't had my car washed since about 3 months because I do this thing with Mike's car wash where I play.
I play the promo, man.
I get 3 months of ultimate with ceramic for about $16 a month, $20 a month.
Yeah.
Which is like warm wash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as soon as it runs out, I phone them up 3 days before and just go, oh, yeah, it's a real great deal. I love you guys, but I'm going out of town. I'm out of state. Oh, when I come back, I'll do it. And I wait for the promo to come back in, and I go there, still have the sticker on my car, and I do it all over again. And it's a way to do it, man. But, man, I have been circling the Mike's Car Wash in Oakley going, where's the deal, man? Where's the fucking deal? I haven't had my car washed in forever. I can't do it. And now they're doing like Ultimate with ceramic bug wash.
Ooh.
And they're also doing ceramic with pollen treatment.
Huh.
And I'm like, this is a spa for my car.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, I need to get in on this shit.
Well, Bucky's was like a 10. 10.5, wow. 11, but it's 6 hours away.
Did you leave a review?
But there is one opening in Huber Heights.
There is one opening in Huber Heights. And have you also heard there's rumors going around that after that Huber Heights one opened?
Wait, what?
Mason. Okay. There's one coming to Mason.
In Bucky's?
For Bucky's. Yeah. And I will say, their brisket is fabulous. Yep. I don't get the chopped brisket sandwich with the sauce in there because it gives me a little gas and makes me fart a lot. But
That'll happen.
But the regular brisket and then the breakfast burrito, like the beast burrito, and then all kinds of other. And of course, I mean, you cannot go to Bucky's without getting some glazed nuts.
No, you got to get glazed nuts from Bucky's.
That's right. That's right. Oh. And jerky, of course. Anyway.
Yeah, I just did the Bucky's.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Oh, exactly. Man. Hey. Football? Who cares?
I was going to try to decide if we want to talk. Do we want to talk about the game from Saturday? You guys didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
Josef Mestinas score, and then that was it.
I heard Kubo scored a goal, and I didn't see it, and I was having a movie night, and I just couldn't get out. Well, no, I didn't want to get out of it.
Yeah.
I was reffing. I was not checking U11, U12 underwear.
You were reffing.
Should we say
please tell us about the experience in the new place we're gonna go to.
Yeah,
it's called 1208.
Yeah,
let's hear about it.
Yeah, it was fun. It was good. We drank way too many beers.
I wisely did the. Yeah. I'll drink one for every two.
Yeah, and then he's like,
did you still get drunk?
Like, oh yeah, I was still tipsy.
Yeah, but he's like, I'll take a Cincy Light Lager. I was like, I should too, but I'll take a Truth.
Yeah,
and then I just kept hammering those. I felt like shit on Sunday. So yeah, I haven't drank that much in a bit. So yeah. That was a good one.
The match, I mean, the first half, we were kind of eating and not paying that much attention. Correct. And also, every time I looked up, like, they were about to score. Yeah. We got kind of raked over the coals the first half, it seemed like. But Kubo scored a super nice goal.
Yeah.
And then, I forgot about this until I read Laurel's thing, but, like, they actually had a guy hurt. So they were playing with 10 men, and 3 minutes after we scored, they scored again. And they kind of just... They just walked through our entire team. It was nuts. Like,
yeah, they did.
So something's definitely not working. I mean, I think that's...
Yeah, I think that's true. Something ain't right, Pat.
Nope. Yeah. And he obviously knows and is pissed.
Yeah.
But the problem with Pat is I feel like he's got that angry mode, but I'm not sure if he's got another mode, right?
So yeah.
Like, if it's not working, I don't know what's going to happen, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I can't figure out what's wrong. I really can't. I don't know. Some of it's just like it's too fairly... close games that we just came on the wrong side of, and maybe it's not that big of a deal, but I don't think we're playing well. And some of it is, I think, a little bit of like Lucho. So,
no hero ball?
You live with Lucho and you accept the fact he's going to turn the ball over a shit ton.
Yeah.
But you kind of accept it because
he assists Kubo, right?
Yeah, like, exactly. He's a wizard with the ball and he can do stuff that other people can't even think about, right? The problem, like last year, I always felt like he had Barrial was on his wavelength. Those two, he would look for him. He trusted him. I don't think he's got anybody that he really trusts right
anymore.
And so you see it. He and Boop are clearly just not on the same page.
Yeah, not clicked.
And
I
don't know about Boop. I'm just, I find him pretty frustrating.
All right, Boop and Baird. Are we still?
Baird. At least Baird's not starting. Yeah, which that's I think.
True. Oh, like, Corey.
Yeah. But yeah. He had another thing. I mean, he did score in that game.
But he was offside. Yeah.
Right.
Which made sense because otherwise he wouldn't have scored.
Yeah, right. The Montreal game.
Yeah.
We had, I think.
Did he score again in the Red Bulls game?
No.
No.
Did he score in the NYC
Somebody did, but it
game?
Wasn't him.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was, but it was offside. Yeah. We had like 12 or 13 offside calls on that in the Montreal game or something like that. And then, and then the other thing is like our shots. Like here's, I was just thinking about like other, you know, watching highlights of other MLS matches that happened. Right, you know, there's like, you know, 3-2, you know, whatever. There's a lot of other goals being scored. Like, are we not shooting that much? Are we waiting for Lucha to dribble between everybody and just take a shot?
Yeah.
Or can we just take a fucking shot from outside the box and see what happens? Or even inside the box?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, part of the problem for sure is that we have three strikers on the roster and two of them are never going to score.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, Santos and Baird are never going to score.
Yeah.
And so, and like, Baird, I mean, Santos at this point, it's like he's a hamstring just waiting to pull. Like, it doesn't, I mean,
yeah.
But like, you know, Baird does a lot of stuff that's sort of useful, but he's just not, he's never going to score. And so, the guy that I really think needs to get more time is Valenzuela.
Yeah, I think so
because,
too.
Mostly because I think he's the one that Lucha will actually play off of. I think he trusts him because he's very highly technical.
Yeah.
And Lucha's little 1-2 shit, if no one else is playing off him, it's just like, it just hurts the team because then we lose the ball immediately.
And then they go the other way.
He excites me. And Arell. I'm just going to call him
Luca. Orishano.
Yeah.
They excite me. I'm glad they're in. Double L is pronounced with an SH.
Oh, it is. Oh.
Yeah. Orishano.
Orishano. Oh,
okay. Really?
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
I'm glad that they are in our team. I like them. I do.
It's like Bruno Fernandes.
They kind of like, when they're the guys I notice when we're playing so, for some reason. I'm always like, oh, he's going to do something.
Yeah.
I was just looking at the stats, and it was like, it was 2-1 to them, yeah. They had 17 shots to our 8. They had 3 on target to our 4. So we won that. 50-50 possession, 5 corners to 4. It doesn't on paper sound like we did much.
Expected goals was 1.0 to 1.1. I mean, it was basically like, it was an even match for sure.
Yeah.
But it was more the nature of, like, particularly the second goal to concede that right after.
Yeah.
And the other one was, I mean, we gave up the first one literally in the last kick of the first half, which is always a really irritating.
Oh, so frustrating. And he was Martinez was wide open.
Yeah.
It was like 45 points.
It's also just like, I just think the vibes are bad. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's, obviously that's completely, and somewhat understandable. We changed 5 players out of the starting lineup.
Yeah.
Also, Solentano's out, and I think he covers up a lot of our sins.
Yeah.
The thing that kind of worries me a little bit is we don't look very good defensively, and we spent a lot of money on defenders.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
At the beginning of the season, it was like, hey, our defense is helping out our poor attack.
Yeah.
And now we're conceding and we're not scoring. It's like,
So anyway.
Next, Colorado?
We're at Atlanta.
Atlanta, then back here for Colorado.
Yeah.
Atlanta is Saturday.
When do we play that?
The 27th is Colorado.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, what
the
day
is 20th? The 20th is away at Atlanta.
Shit, have I been in a coma or something? I could have convinced this Saturday was Colorado.
Nope.
Oh, you know.
This Saturday, Bubbles and I are in a pickleball tournament.
We're in a pickleball tournament.
Oh, hey, look at that. Hello.
So we'll sure to have great stories from that.
Yes.
All right, any other football talk before we take a break?
Probably not.
No, and then there's more football talk
after the break. Yeah. All right, we're back. I don't really know what to say about it. The fact that we're back.
Yep, we're back.
But we are.
We've got some FLQs, right?
We have a couple FLQs.
We've got some stories from abroad.
I think it's now sort of open mic zone. I did check it. I checked the Old Man Ultra's Twitter account at
interval. Yeah.
And I realized we were talking about whether... Certainly, Laurel doesn't listen to our podcast. However, she did follow the Old Man Ultra's Twitter account after the Cochrane Ken episode. So I feel like if she listened to that one, she will never listen again. In fact, I'm surprised we don't have restraining orders
That's true. And speaking of that episode, when we were at the Stillhouse, it was the Red Bulls game. There was a lovely couple, a family from Cleveland who saw... us wearing the Old Man Ultra scarf.
Well,
they saw
you.
They saw me. And they said, "Is that you in the scarf?" And I proceeded to regale them with the details of our last pod, which included the cock rings.
Yeah.
And they went back to Cleveland. Like, we got to look them up.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just say there's been a blackout in the area. Yeah, and we've not been effective.
There's another blackout. There's a, like right now?
Yeah, at my place, there's been a blackout.
No way.
We had one last night, too.
A few minutes later.
I haven't heard from the producer. But we have... So, we had a blackout last night, and then tonight, the city is replacing the water mains in our town.
Yeah, it's all happening.
And weirdly now, I have water, but only in the lower half of my house, which I do not... If we have any listeners that understand shit like that, get in touch I'm really confused as to how that's possible.
That is weird. I'm about to go off grid, like in Wyoming.
Yeah,
I think it's not a bad idea. I haven't told anybody this, but we have chickens now.
Yeah, that's true. You're getting towards.
And what are their names? What are their names? Stone D?
They're named after the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah,
but yeah. It'll. And that,
I heard that they're named after a different boy band.
Well, but see, there's a difference. They were until we ordered five, but got six.
So they couldn't be One Direction.
They couldn't be One D.
What's the next natural step?
Right? Who's your favorite?
Yeah, it's a hard call. It's either RZA or GZA. I think it's RZA, to be honest with you.
Do you all know your Wu-Tang names?
I used to.
I think mine's Vangelic Surgeon.
That's a good one.
Ooh.
I wish it wasn't.
So it wasn't Post Malone. Isn't that his Wu-Tang name?
So Austin,
whatever his real name is, became Post Malone because he was like, I need a new name, and he went to the Wu-Tang name generator.
I know that. Post Malone. I don't know about Post Malone, but what's his name? Danny, the guy from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Danny Glover from Atlanta.
Childish Gambino.
That's his Wu-Tang name.
That's for sure.
Childish Gambino is his name. Yeah. I was Vangelic Surgeon, I think.
I gotta look at mine. Yeah.
Is that a big spider up there? Oh. Is that a really big spider in that corner?
No, that's a paint splotch. Okay. And don't ever point behind me again.
Sorry.
Is that a really big spider?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Remember your spiders at your place?
Yeah.
He has a simultaneous awe, but it's overlaid with horror and stone D. Yes.
I will pick up a snake. I will do like lots of really weird things like that. But heights and spiders. Yeah. Fuck me up.
We were in my house once, and I showed you that massive spider that had the luminous green on it.
Oh yeah.
And then straight after that, I was smoking at the time, and you guys were sitting in the house, and I went outside to have a cigarette, and on the eaves of my house, a massive spider fell on my shoulder, and I rucked it off.
Like every time you've told me that story three times, and every time you do, it just puts shivers down my back.
I know,
like,
and I'm surprised that I
would have died.
I'm surprised I didn't scream like a soprano.
By the way, do you know what Bubbles' Wu-Tang name is?
Go on,
Drunken Warrior.
Oh, yes. Hey,
Shrieking Ninja.
Are you putting in your real name?
I put in my Bubbles' name.
Okay, that's good.
I guess I could do my real name too, but.
Yeah, I guess.
Then people would know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I don't think there's a reverse Wu-Tang generator.
Yeah.
Stone Delicious comes out as Wicked Swami.
Wicked Swami.
Okay. So, so the chickens are named after the Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite?
I think it's RZA, honestly. Yeah. I could get way into chicken like everything now, but yeah, we have six chickens.
Yeah. Steady.
We have two barred Plymouth Rocks and three buff Orpingtons.
How you like that? Woo-wee! Right.
The lavender was supposed to be the coolest buff Orpington. That was going to be Old Dirty Bastard, but then we renamed her to Method Man. Mm-hmm. She's not really the most prominent one. Oh. So,
Method Man's a bit goofy. So
yeah,
that's okay.
But it's RZA GZA. I'm sticking with Old Dirty Bastard. But we have Ghostface Killah, Inspect the Deck, and Raekwon the Chef. So.
Well, what we'll do is we'll keep a track over the podcast of which one's producing the most eggs.
That's true.
That's right. You
know. Yeah. And then if one dies, there's plenty of Wu-Tang names to go through. So if we have to pick up a new one,
think of them dying.
They might. You know, they're chickens.
No, after wonderful. I saw the YouTube that you gave, and I just marveled at them. sometimes I'd be looking at your chickens and in the background I could hear you being like, "The fuck's going on over here?" And I'd be like, "Oh, he's having a problem at work. I'm just going to duck out now." Like, "Motherfucker's got me. Motherfucker's got me backing up the system." And I'd be like, "Okay, he doesn't know he's online." Oh. And that, things like that. So,
that would be at work. Because I...
Yeah. But that was only because I was tuned into it 24/7. I loved it. And when I got back from my holidays and it wasn't there anymore, it was because they got bigger.
Yeah, they're
and
big.
And you're going to need a bigger webcam.
Yeah.
So are they outside now?
No, this weekend is the I'm going to start the run.
The runs,
like,
all
this
right.
week, and this weekend is going to be the coupe. So they won't be officially out. There's a
is this what you need help with?
Maybe.
If
there's a if there's a certain soccer team that might win, might play a game on Saturday night, we can build chicken coops, drink beer, and
yeah. We should be. I think we should be pickleball champions by that time. Oh, yeah, so absolutely. We can do that.
We can show up in our matching headbands and socks, and, tube socks.
Tube socks. Yeah. That's right.
So Colorado Rapids isn't this weekend.
No,
it's next weekend.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Great. I got a weekend off.
Brad Guzan and his tiny fucking arms are this weekend. Yeah. T-Rex arms.
Yep. So I don't want to get us too far off track, but
yeah. Like we haven't been.
Just in case anyone's wondering, Corey Baird's Wu-Tang name is Phantom Lover.
Oh, that's too cool for him.
Yeah, yeah. That is too cool.
All right. What you got, Macca?
I got a little story here from the Saudi League.
All right.
Did you see the other day that like a Saudi player in the Saudi league?
Yes.
Are you on this?
Yeah.
So a Saudi player has a bit of beef with a guy in the crowd. He runs over and he gives him a bit of crap because he's getting a bit of crap, bit of verbals. He picks up a bit of water and throws it at him. The Saudi supporter pulls out a whip.
A whip.
A whip.
And whips him twice. And it's kind of okay because he paid his money, he got his ticket, and he's in the stand. And the player retreats. And everything's just like, okay, that's what happens in this league.
I never thought but you could walk you in our stadium with a bullwhip. Because there's no metal in it.
Yeah.
This is it, man. Well, here's the thing. In some parts of Saudi Arabia, certain people can walk around with ceremonial swords.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get that. I mean, I sometimes worry that I can't get into the ground with my vape pen. And yeah, this guy's bringing a whip. Whip.
I wonder if he whipped it good.
Whip.
And a whip. And
real good? Real good. Whip
so,
it good.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, like, it puts throwing a few coins and a Bic lighter into perspective, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But a whip in the, yeah.
Cool whip.
I can't. It's like it reminds me of Devo. I've been saying it that much. Whip it good. No, don't whip it good.
Right.
It's disgusting. It's terrible.
Cool whip.
And it's not very nice at all. But that was what was one observation that was nasty. A fun observation that I found in the worldwide of sports is in Leeds, a bunch of stag do guys. And you know what a stag do is?
No.
What do you call it? A bachelor party. Yeah.
Oh.
So in England, it's called bachelor party. They sometimes dress up, right?
Yeah.
So they put the groom. They put the groom in a cat suit. He was a cat. And all the other guys on the stag do dressed up as West Ham players, all of them number 4 Zuma, who chased this cat. Zuma, of course, was caught on video being naughty to a cat.
No way.
And they went the whole way around Leeds chasing the groom as a cat. There's multiple videos of them running after him. They've all got Zuma number 4 on their back. And at one point they end up at the Cat Preservation Society with the cat, the groom dressed as a cat, inside with them all outside banging on the windows. But that is, they weren't West Ham fans, the Leeds, it's funny. But the funny thing was is about Zuma is after he did that thing on the cats, you know, he's abusing
like
a cat.
Right?
Oh, he kicked it, he hit it.
Yeah.
Graeme Souness actually said, and it's a famous quote, he says, "You know what, for me, that cat's done nothing wrong." Like, he actually... commentated on it. Like, you know what? Firmino, mate,
he goes in pretty hard for no reason. He doesn't have to do it.
Yeah, right. He doesn't have to do it. For me, that cat's done nothing much wrong there. Zuma's a little bit over the top. But the funny thing was, Zuma was at Everton, I think he was, and he got really scythed down. And he was lying on the ground really hurt. And all the Everton fans chanted, "That's what your cat feels like." That's what your cat feels like.
That's amazing. Anyway,
but just these guys on a stag do running around Leeds chasing after the groom who's a cat with Zuma. It really sparked the internet off. And we don't condone. When you're against something, you don't condone it, do you?
Correct.
Yeah, right, yeah. I always feel like I want to say, we condone.
Oh, yeah.
We don't condone any animal violence, especially not kittens, man. Fucking hell. Yeah. I had a horrible story.
I still feel bad about the Gar comment that I made on the podcast last time.
That was on this podcast. I told Mrs. Macra about that, and she was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And she was like, who sells bags of kittens?
I don't think you sell them. I think you just pick them up.
Oh, you see, let's not go there. But yeah, we all know that. You can, if you don't know about it, go back to the next podcast. But it was really nice. Those two stories tickled me. And that's it. Hey, that's Macca's World of Football.
Oh, I like it.
I
like it.
Every time. Ooh,
I'll try.
There's also a little bit of a... So, listener, I would imagine there's a fairly high degree of crossover to our podcast and people that listen to The Guardian Football Weekly, which I think is like the most popular football podcast in the world, although primarily
next to us.
It certainly is in our house.
Yes. Yeah. But Macca, you want to give us a little bit of background on how you've influenced the content of that podcast in the last four or five episodes?
How I've infiltrated maybe got the old one. I'm so annoyed that I didn't email from my old man Macca account, and that could have got us a bit of traction, but I didn't. I did it from an account. Basically, I was in Bubbles' home. He was away in Florida, as is protocol. Only one can leave the state at a time. And so I was here to take care of seedlings and watering plants, etc., etc. And also, I agreed to it full-heartedly because my washing machine tumble dryer packed in and I needed a place to do my laundry.
Yeah.
And Sparkle said, of course you can.
Yes.
So I camped myself here most every day around 10 o'clock with a beer. You might have noticed your recycling.
A little bit heavier that week, but that's all right.
I also retrieved some Coca-Cola cans from your yard.
Really?
I don't know how they got in there, but just saying. I cleaned up.
Thank you.
Although I did think that I did leave a can by the back door.
You didn't.
I didn't.
Great.
But anyway, I found myself, I brought laundry and I did my smalls and my larges. And at one point, being the diligent guy I am, I was, I just finished doing a batch of laundry and I put my head into the tumble dryer looking for where the lint tray is so I could empty it because I thought this must have built up some lint. And on the Football Weekly podcast, our friend of the pod and all-round champion podcaster Barry Glendenning was talking about a player who was getting shit. It was Calvin Phillips from West Ham. And he said, his head is clearly in the tumble dryer.
Exactly, at
the point that I had my head in a tumble dryer. So I wrote an email to them explaining this, and it got read out, and they laughed, and they thought it was funny. And for the next five episodes, people sent in their tumble dryer story. Ranging from... a person can't possibly pick up and carry a tumble dryer on their own to I've seen this football player / panelist taking a tumble dryer and all kinds of tumble dryer news. And today was the first podcast where they didn't mention it. So we're trying to get tumble dryer news out there.
Yeah.
To the masses.
And before Schindler and Stone D arrived, my update on my tumble dryer story is that we've just discovered that the tumble dryer is about 24, 25 inches across.
Yeah.
And we've noticed that the two doors going into our bathroom are 23 inches. For some reason, the people who lived there before us moved in this space maker laundry device and then somehow narrowed their doors
the door
to flip with our heads.
Yeah.
So we've just delayed getting this tumble dryer, this stackable washer dryer that we are about to drop a bit of money on to our houses, because the guys or the girls who would have delivered it would have gone, fucking hell, mate, we can't get through that through the door. So if the Ultras want a project, maybe come to the house and we'll work away. See, I think you can put half of it through and push it on a bed. I don't know.
Why don't we just make a new one inside your house with all the parts you have in your
microwave? We could dismantle it. We could just
build a tumble dryer.
Here's the thing. We could dismantle it, but we will never get the new one in.
Right.
So the guys that spend...
No, I mean build the new one. We could take the parts from the old one plus new parts and make a new
one. Here's the reason why I've got to get a new machine is because the timer on the dryer that needs replacing is no longer available. It's the story of my life. It's the same with the control panel on my oven. Mm-hmm. I've been using a toaster oven now since the pandemic. I'm about to drop some money on an oven.
Yeah.
Because it's gone ridiculous now.
You better measure it.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
But it's ridiculous. So that's my home. That's a tumble dryer update. Oh. And also my oven. I mean, we're about to go appliance crazy in our house. My only fear is if the fridge freezer packs in.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because I've just measured it and it won't get out the door.
Did they build your house around the appliances?
I think they did. I think they flipping did. It's all, my house is form over function. You've seen it.
Yeah.
My house looks pretty from the outside at night with all the lights on and in summer, but it's a mess. Yeah. It's like me.
It looks pretty.
Looks nice, but in the winter time, you don't want to know what's going on in it. Anyway, that's Tumble Dryer Football Weekly. Right. If you subscribe to Football Weekly, it's a great podcast. You hear all about the Premier League, and that Max Rushton is wonderful. Barry Glendening, just follow him on Twitter.
Yeah,
he's a wonderful Irishman. And he just likes, I was going to say the F word for cigarettes, which doesn't go very well.
Yeah, yeah.
He likes ciggies, he likes booze, and he likes a little bit of football, but he doesn't like a classic nil-nil. unlike Jonathan Wilson, who will revel in it. Oh, dear. FLQs?
We got a couple of FLQs.
Yeah. I've got one as well.
All right. We got one from Jeff Tebbets.
Hey!
Jeffy. That would require me to have not closed the Twitter tab that I had open.
You know what? Jeff's loyalty, man. He's got a lot going on, what with his tailoring and his marriage and his honeymooning and his perfect life. And he takes time out to send us. We're privileged.
So he wants to know, if we were all in the Amazing Race, how would we team up in pairs, and who would do the physical tasks and who would do the mental tasks? So he's splitting us up.
So we have to be in twos.
Oh.
Yeah, and I will be honest, I've never seen the Amazing Race, so I don't even know.
I've seen a long time ago. Isn't the Amazing Race where you race and it's amazing?
That's exactly what it is.
I want the amazing part.
Here's the thing, the
Amazing Race, it's like you go all around the world
and it's usually the thing, clips I've seen are a couple or two brothers who a pair that go around the world and you're not running, so you can take a boat or a train or whatever, right? Sometimes you run.
It's all about you go to the destination. When you complete it, they always end up on the same plane flying to the next destination or a later plane. It's brilliant. The guy, what's the guy's name who wrote White Lotus? And he wrote that amazing thing with Laura Dern. He's the ginger haired guy. He's really cool. Anyway, the guy wrote and created
Ed Sheeran,
Mike White.
Mike White, yeah, thank you. Mike White did it with his dad, and that was a beautiful one because Mike White had just come out to his dad, and his dad came out to him. Whoa. And so they did this kind of thing together, and it was beautiful. And they lost, But it was great. There was they were winners yeah. in the end. Yeah, but there was this great one because there was a woman and her friend on that who were. They had to do this thing where they had to catapult these melons they had to put a melon in a catapult and pull it backwards.
Yeah.
And it went back and came and hit her face. Yeah. You've seen that. You've all seen the clip. Yeah, that's it was hilarious, but it was very, very hard on her. But also, my sister-in-law in California, she's friends with the guys that won it. They were the hippies.
Oh, yeah?
And they won it. And they won $1 million.
$1 million.
So they're not hippies anymore. They're businessmen.
I don't know. How would we
split
up?
So here's the thing. I would say, I would like, no offense to you, Stone D.
Yeah. No offense. I'm already not taking offense. Yeah.
But I would like to go with you.
Oh, he's pointing to me.
Because
I chose me.
I'm thinking, you got the brains. I've got the chatter. I could get us out of situations.
You could,
India or Portugal or anywhere like that. And you could be the sensible one who's like thinks things rationally because you are a man of medicine.
That's true.
Science.
But you do have an uncanny ability to talk people out of, you know.
Their money. So
that leaves you two. I mean, you.
No, although I could see Stone D and you, for the same reason that you've got the brains, he's got the looks,
he can drink. Like if we're around a table drinking everything, he can drink anyone under the table. So
I mean, you got to have your talents, right?
Yeah.
And like, what if you just say you don't want to win the race? You just want to go visit these places and get drunk.
I mean.
I'm your guy.
That works for me.
All right.
Yeah.
My skill is I could drive on both sides of the road.
Hey, that's very...
I just booked a car rental for when I'm in England in about 6 weeks. So I got to.
Who'd you go with?
What's that? Enterprise.
Nice. They're my favorite choice. Mm-hmm. I went with Hertz recently on a trip to get Delta miles. They made me. Enterprise don't make you pay for your spouse.
Yes, and I'm actually I'm actually planning to claim someone else as my spouse.
Yeah.
Long story.
Everyone knows that shit.
We're going with another couple, the female of the other couple is a good driver. Not the producer's not.
Right.
She's a great driver. She wants to drive. The producer does not. So we'll be
presenting as a
spousal couple. Yeah.
They will not question that in England.
That's right.
They'll be like, oh, so that's how
that's
it is.
That's how it goes. Yeah.
American. We've seen Hotel California or whatever it's called. What's the one with these wife swapping couples? Hotel California.
Love Island.
That's British.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think to Amazing Race, I think I'm seeing Schindler and Bubbles might be the winning team. Me and Stone D would be the ones that finish last.
Yeah.
But everyone goes, oh, those guys.
They had fun. Yeah.
I mean, it is true. They were useless. Matching headbands and knee socks.
We're going to have matching headbands and knee socks playing pickleball. We'll pickle our way across the race.
There used to be a better version of the Amazing Race before the Amazing Race, and that's where the contestants would be like, would sit there. They would be flown to this destination. They would take off their masks and be in the middle of fucking nowhere. And they would walk along and they would see someone pulling a cart. Yeah. And they would have to question them, going, where the fuck am I? Where the fuck am I? And in the first series, it was like, oh, I get the feeling by this guy that I'm in Outer Mongolia.
What?
And that was a precursor to the Amazing Race, and it only happened for one season.
Because they lost everybody.
Yeah, people were just like, fuck off. Yeah. In the middle of absolute fucking nowhere. The Amazing Race is a good show.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what it's like now.
We have a question from Matt Rock, and he would like to know...
Mm-hmm.
What is our opinion of Crunchy Frog, which I had to Google because I didn't know it.
That's a Monty Python skit. Which
I feel like I should have known, but I don't. So anyway, do either of you have an opinion? Anyone have an opinion?
Is he talking about eating it or the skit itself?
That's all I got.
I enjoy Monty Python.
I do too, and I'm ashamed to say that I don't. I'm not familiar with Crunchy Frosty.
Isn't it the chocolatier thing?
I'll read the Wikipedia description.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's the
common name for a Monty Python sketch officially titled Trade Description Act.
Yeah.
Sometimes also known as the Wizzo Chocolate Company strikes.
Yeah.
And it features two health inspectors interrogating the owner of a sweet shop about the increasingly bizarre ingredients in his confections, including the titular Crunchy Frog. It was written by John Cleese, who's kind of maybe gotten a little bit, Matt Letizia recently, but and Graham Chapman.
Oh, GB News.
And, but yeah.
I'm going to go home and watch it.
Yeah, I'll go home and watch it as well, because I don't remember I know it's like the two inspectors and but I don't remember the context of what. Like, I don't remember the skit itself.
Honestly, I thought I knew everything about Monty Python, but
There we go.
There we go. I have no idea. Who was that from?
That was from Matt Rock.
Matt Rock.
Okay, Matt Rock. Here's what we'll do. We'll all go back and watch it. This is proof that we don't know the questions before they come at us. But I know the cheese shop sketch. So it's not but the sweet shop sketch. I don't know. I'm sorry. What's your favorite Monty Python sketch? Can you think of one? Have you ever seen a lovely summer's day where it's the cricket game and they bowl the ball and people's arms fall off and spurting blood comes out?
So it's like a cry with the black knight.
I like to buy an argument.
Yeah.
Yeah.
hey, you got any pictures of your wife?
Nudge, wink, wink, say no more.
Nudge's got to wink from line, man. Yeah, we could do that. Oh, yeah.
Or the philosopher song. I do like, that's not a real skit, but I like the philosopher song. Like, Emmanuel Kent was a real peasant who was rarely stable. I digger was a boozy beggar, drink you into the diggle. David Hume could out assume something like that.
Yes,
yeah,
I get it. Oh, yeah, I think Crunchy Frog, I'm going to look that one up. Yeah.
All right, Macca, let's have your FLQ.
Oh, mine, yeah, okay, here we go.
Aristotle was a beggar for the bottle. and Rene Descartes was a drunken fart. I drink, therefore I am.
Very good.
Whoa. There we go.
Let me wet my whistle, because this is a bit of a long one. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this FLQ is from Keith Uck Yourself.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, Keith Uck Yourself. And he says, guys, long time listener, first time FLQer.
Really? He says,
with Macca's favorite mascot, West Bromwich Albion's Boiler Man, being retired.
What?
Who are your favorite sporting mascots? I'll take my answer off air. That's not how it works, Keith, but okay.
I have to think about that for a little bit, but my immediate question is, I do like the Cincy Bearcat, only because we know a guy who was the Bearcat.
Ooh.
It was the Bearcat when the Bearcat got in a fight with the Hawaii. Yeah.
Hawaii.
He got his ass whooped.
He did.
What was the Hawaiian mascot?
The Rainbow Warrior.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. And like beat his ass. Kind of like, yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Cincinnati was
No, I think it was in Hawaii.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, home territory.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean it makes sense. Yes.
Is that yours then?
I mean I that's my first, but there's probably more mascots that I'm down with. Let's see.
You got one, Schindler?
Gritty.
That's 100% mine,
too.
Oh,
yeah.
You can't not love Gritty.
I love Gritty. Okay.
I love the whole rollout of Gritty. It was Philadelphia, they're going to pick a new mascot or whatever, and this thing comes out with the googly eyes, and it's like beating people up and throwing pies at people and being annoyed.
The Antifa slip. Exactly. You know,
like, I'm like, I kind of like Gritty a lot.
I do have a t-shirt still.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, you've got one too on here. Gritty on a lawnmower.
Yeah. Four Seasons Total Landscaping.
Four Seasons Total Landscaping.
That's right.
Not the Four Seasons Hotel. God. So, yeah. I was going to say, funny enough, Boiler Man, if you're not familiar with Boiler Man, it was basically a water boiler, a tank, water boiler with arms and legs.
That's great.
Who would, yeah, they were sponsored by a company that made water tanks. And he was, I mean, Google it. It's West Bromwich Albion. Yeah, he was boiler man. And he would come on, he'd be like a combi boiler. He ran hot and cold. And he would, and he had arms and he had legs. And he would go up and he would thrust his junk. Which
his
was
pipes?
Basically his controls at the supporters. He'd dance away. And it was just the worst thing. Apparently, right, he's been axed.
Oh.
And he went on to Twitter to say, I can't tell you why. It's beyond my control. I'm no longer.
Yes. Oh my God. Schindler, there he is.
Showing pictures. It's literally a boiler tank, isn't it? With a
with
combi
some legs.
Boiler. You have some legs on. And he says, I can't tell you why. It's beyond my control, but I'm not going to be. You may not have noticed me, but I'm no longer. And he actually says in his tweet, he says, I've been talking to my friend, and I'm just going to make up a name now. He goes. I've been talking to my friend Ronnie Jones. You might know him as Baggy Bird, which is the other mascot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, who? Baggy Bird? No, I don't know him. Oh, you mean Ronnie? Fucking yeah. So Baggy Bird is the other one. He's like a bird for West Brom. So he's just like, I can't do it anymore. But no, Boilerman isn't. And I'm going to get you now to Google this so you can show the rest of them. He is not my favorite. Keith Uck yourself is wrong here. My favorite mascot is it's a guy called Kingsley. And he is the Partick Thistle in Scotland mascot done by Scottish artist David Shrigley. I think he looks like a yellow mess of a star that sat on a thistle.
Oh, that's nice.
That's
oh,
it.
My God.
That's it.
Oh,
He has been described as a Pokemon, an evil Pokemon made real, or Lisa Simpson on meth. But that's Kingsley. In looking at this, I did notice that... there's QPR mascot Jude the Cat has been sacked for apparently flirting with female fans on
Match.com?
This guy. No, on Match Days.
On Match Days. Oh, gotcha.
This Jude the Cat mascot has been going up to women and like snuggling up to them, chatting them up and asking them for their phone numbers. So that was all the mascot news I had this week. I was over. When Keith Uck yourself got in touch with me and said, Boilerman is gone. I was like, no. But then I looked up Kingsley. I don't know if he's the mascot anymore. And then Jude the Cat. The other day when the Nashville, you know, it was the fans thing at Nashville,
yeah,
the Premier
League
thing
that
NBC did. Mrs. Macker saw for the first time Mighty Red, the Liverpool mascot.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like a liver bird, which is a fantasy animal.
Yeah.
And she was just like, it looks like a fucking some kind of lizard. It looks fucking awful. But it's supposed to be a live bird. And I thought, yeah, I don't like Mighty Red.
Man.
But there you go, man. Mascot talk. There is, and just to say, you should all follow a Twitter account called Mascots Observing a Minute Silence. it has all the mascots, including Gunnosaurus with his head bowed. Observing minute silences at football. Not to make light of minute silences, but to see a big green dinosaur with its head bowed.
Doo doo doo. It's hard not to hear the Charlie Brown theme.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Arsenal, I think we should. It's going to be sad that Xabi Alonso is staying with Bayer Leverkusen. Yeah. He's not going to come to the Premier League to join Liverpool. No, I didn't think he would. I think we're going to go after this Portuguese guy from
Sporting.
Yeah. But wasn't it nice to know that Granit Xhaka?
Yeah.
What a highlight he was in the Bundesliga.
Yeah, yeah.
What a lovely story.
He had a little thunder bastard in their clinching game.
He did.
I always liked Xhaka. He was a polarizing figure.
Did he get any cars that game?
I don't think he did.
Oh,
actually.
Look at that!
Yeah.
But, he's turning a leaf.
Yeah, no, they've been amazing. Yeah, I didn't realize until this weekend that they had never won the Bundesliga.
I didn't either.
They had apparently. Yep. I saw that someone was like, "Now we get to retire the slander nickname Neverkusen."
Yeah,
because
yeah.
that Bayer have been a good team for a long time, but they never won.
So, I never thought that. I thought because it on the graphic I saw it said, I think it said the first time in 45 years.
Wow. So I don't know, is the Bundesliga as a name?
It is. It's only about 45, 46 years old or whatever. So I thought it was like, oh, they haven't won it in that long. But it was like, no, they've never won it.
Wow.
Wow.
Just shows that, man, that this a dominance. But isn't it funny that Harry Kane went over to Bayern Munich to get a bit of glory?
He's
part of the team that
hopefully Arsenal can make sure he doesn't win a trophy this year at the Champions League. It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right, we are long.
Yeah, sorry about that. That's good. Mascot chat.
Yeah, but we are.
A whole lot of fun.
All right.
A lot of fun.
So, listener, maybe who knows when we'll pod next? Who knows when FCC will win again?
Yeah.
So far, we have as many pods as we have wins. So
yeah, that's true.
Oh, right. Wow.
As many pods as Kubo has goals, too.
Yeah, right. Oh, hey. There's a stat.
All right, listener. Talk to you soon.